Missions and social justice, they're not mutually exclusive. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're sharing what one pastor did when something he witnessed in Cambodia broke his heart. And then stay tuned to hear the report back from the Bibles for China missions team, because everybody loves a wedding. But first, we're going to start on a more serious note. Many Christians probably don't view missionaries as social justice warriors, but a lot of times the tasks are inseparable. Adrian DeVisser, a pastor from Sri Lanka and a partner with Asian Access, says Christians should be just as concerned about serving the poor and hurting as they are with sharing the gospel.
I can't see how we can train somebody just to care for the souls of people, because Jesus said, care for human beings. I'm puzzled as to how sometimes we use the word, I'm there to save souls. I'm there to serve human beings. And if human beings have problems of poverty and injustices, then I think it is the role of the church.
On a trip to Cambodia, DeVisser witnessed girls being sold to older men. And he says it's important that believers recognize these kinds of issues and learn how to grapple with them.
I had to take some of the pastors over there, because as you know, in Asian cultures, we are very shame-based. So people are ashamed to even admit what happens in our part of the world. But for me, it is a sin of my nation, and I need to address that.
As a result, DeVisser's partnering with that local pastor in Cambodia to build housing for girls rescued from trafficking and provide them with some vocational training. You can learn more about their work at missionnews.org. And it's been just over 2 years since a major earthquake devastated Nepal and impacted 8 million people. The rebuilding process is still ongoing. A program director in Nepal with Global Disciples, we'll call him Deepak, says, interestingly, the church has seen a surge of new believers in the majority Hindu nation.
We had a weekly newspaper which said that after the earthquake, many people have turned to Christ, and the journalist wrote to blame the Christian organizations and churches for doing evangelism after earthquake. But it was comforting to us because everyone has seen what Christians have done.
Deepak leads Nepali churches in evangelism training, but Hindu villages aren't always open to the gospel.
People in one village, they wrote a signboard saying conversion prohibited village, meaning they decided that no one should change their religion. They found a man who was Christian, and the whole village came. They forced him to return to Hinduism.
After a few months, the village leader had a heart change.
He ended up believing in Jesus because he also needed Jesus.
So would you join them in praying for the church's growth in Nepal? And finally, a Bibles for China team just got back from a trip to rural China, and Wendell Rovenstein said between weddings, bookstores, and conversations with students, there was plenty to keep the travelers busy.
With 1,350,000,000 people, I often ask people, do you think there'll ever be an end to the need for Bibles in China?
This April, the answer was absolutely not. Believers were as thrilled as ever to receive their new Bibles, and a wedding showed the team just how crucial the message of the gospel is to the local communities.
The wedding revolved around a Bible on a table, and they were talking about how the Bible is important, how people should be in God's Word, and how the marriage should revolve around God's Word and the Bible.
Though Bibles are technically legal, they have to be printed with ISBN numbers or bookstores won't sell them. That's why Bibles for China is providing funds and Bibles printed in China to churches for distribution. It's also why your support is needed through prayer and giving.
God gives the results, and we are recipients of those blessings that we can pass on to China and the Chinese community to have His Word.
Want to help pass on those blessings? We'll connect you with links at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.